This goes to Dr. Widman, W-I-D, like David, M like Mary, A-N. Fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding Sarah, S-A-R-A, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, date of birth 6/4/1981. Dear Dr. Widman, this is a consultation for Miss Curtis, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine and persistent proteinuria. She is a 41-year-old young lady who was born with cerebral palsy and a congenital CVA. She suffered from right-sided spasticity and left-sided weakness since she was born. She does receive Botox injections in her bladder for the neurogenic bladder problem and spasticity in the bladder, and she's also received Botox injections for severe migraine headaches and some in her legs for spasticity at the right lower extremity. She's had a long history of recurrent UTIs. She had a kidney ultrasound done and bladder ultrasound May 11th of 2020. Her right kidney is 9.1 centimeters without stones, cysts, or hydronephrosis. Left kidney, 9.5 centimeters without stones, cysts, or hydronephrosis. She did have a great deal of post-void residual, 118 cc's from a distended bladder volume of 244 cc's. So it's 48% post-void residual. Which was consistent with previous ultrasounds. And she does see Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, on a regular basis for management of recurrent urinary tract infections and neurogenic bladder. She did recently have a sphincterectomy, 2-9 of 2023, to repair her rectal anal fissure. Also a vaginal biopsy, and she has some findings of PAGETS disease in the vaginal vulvar area. She also had a DNC done at that time, and the Botox procedure was also done into her bladder on 2-9 of 23 by Dr. Witzke. And today she is feeling well. She is concerned about kidney function, but she does report that when kidneys have been checked, the levels have been fluctuating between 1.0 and 1.1 for several years. No current headaches or dizziness. She does have weakness and spasticity, weakness on the left, spasticity on the right. She has chronic nausea without vomiting. No diarrhea, but she has severe constipation. Usually she had been unable to move her bowels for up to 2 weeks in the past. She has a neurogenic bladder requiring self-catheterizations, depression, recurrent UTIs, sometimes drug-resistant, rheumatoid arthritis being treated by the local urologist in the Mount Pleasant area, and she was hospitalized with urosepsis in 2019. Past medical history, she's had migraine headaches. She has cerebral palsy and the CVA that occurred at birth, allergic rhinitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, gastroparesis, anal fissure with rectal bleeding, irritable bowel syndrome with severe constipation, neurogenic bladder, rheumatoid arthritis, and bilaterally small kidneys per ultrasound in 2020. Past surgical history, as previously described, also recurrent Botox procedures in both her neck and head, and also in her bladder. Social history, the patient is single. She is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. And she reports that she's a manager of an adult foster care home for many years. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to latex, Linzess, pertussis vaccines, Amitiza, Cipro, dextromethorphan, Levaquin, perfume, and prednisone. Medications, Wellbutrin, extended release, 450 mg at bedtime, Dantrolene, 150 mg at bedtime, Valium vaginal suppository, 10 mg as needed for vaginal spasms, Colace, enemas as needed, erythromycin, 250 mg 3 times a day for 3 weeks, then off 1 week for gastroparesis, estradiol vaginal cream on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Pepcid, 40 mg twice a day, oxycodone, 5, PRN pain, ibuprofen, 800 mg, rarely used for pain, Sezonique, 1 daily, lidocaine gel as needed for pain. Macrodantin is 100 mg daily, actually Macrobid, 100 mg daily. Prilosec, 40 mg twice a day. Zofran, 8 mg daily. Phenazopyridine, 200 mg as needed. Miralax, 17 grams 3 times a day. Motegrity, Motegrity, 2 mg once daily. Trulance, Trulance, 3 mg daily. Carafate, 1 gram 4 times a day. Topamax, 200 mg daily. Saxenda, 3 mg daily for weight loss. Humira, 40 mg every 2 weeks. Leflunomide, 20 mg daily. Vitamin B2, 400 mg daily, and Dilaudid, 2 mg as needed for pain. Physical examination, height is 62 inches, weight 159 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 62. Pulse is 100, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No ascites. She does have a Foley catheter in place. The urine appears slightly orange in color after taking the peridium today for bladder spasms and discomfort. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/16 of 2022. Creatinine was 1.2, estimated GFR is 50. 11/7/22, creatinine 1.1, GFR 55. 10/7 of 22, creatinine is 1, GFR greater than 60. Urinalysis, 5/2 of 22, negative for blood and negative for protein, no UTI at that point. In 12/16 of 22, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 8. We have a note from Dr. Witzke after her cystoscopy with 100-unit Botox injection. The procedure went well on 2/9 of 2023. And she also had the lateral internal sphincterotomy and vulvar biopsy with dilation and Cutteridge hysteroscopy done 2/9 of 2023. And the patient seems to be recovering from those procedures at this time. Assessment and plan. proteinuria with mildly elevated creatinine levels recently. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. 3, neurogenic bladder with recurrent UTIs. We would like the patient to have lab studies done again in March and then every 3 months thereafter. She'll continue to follow up with Dr. Witzke for management of the neurogenic bladder and recurrent UTIs. We would encourage her to avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents like Motrin or ibuprofen. Occasional injections with Toradol would not be contraindicated at this point, but caution would also be advised. And labs, and she's going to have a follow-up recheck visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.